You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. I did tout this segment and this interview with Gil as the future of super lux real estate. I didn't realize it would be the super lux real estate development future that we'd be talking to. Gil is here. He's flanked by a couple of his, should we say, proteges? Gil, why don't you introduce who you got with us today?
I have the two new stars of my show, my two amazing daughters, Alexandra and Daniela, who are here with me today because it's Bring Your Kid to Work Day. Hi, guys. Say hello.
Oh, yeah. Look at them. Oh, yeah.
Say hello. Hi.
Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
In the microphone, Munchkin.
That's okay.
Okay.
Oh, I got you. Hi. Okay. Now move closer into Daddy so I can make sure I got you guys on the camera at all times because this is the money shot. Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Gentlemen.
All right. All right. Neil Freeman's on. Neil's here. We're going to talk to Neil in the second half of the hour about real estate capital and such. And so, but first with Gil. Gil, first of all, congratulations on getting the Porsche Design Tower up and all the units or most of the units closed. How's that going?
Great. We had 132 units in the building. We sold 127 pre-construction, and of that, 97 are closed. So we still got about 30 to work through in the next month or so. But we just started 6 weeks ago. So.
Well, listen, if they need a loan, you know who to call. Yes, ma'am. You got a question.
Hey, there's also video games.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
The kids love the video games.
And you can change it whatever you want to change it.
Well, that's what the deserts are all about, making it customized. Now, Gil, I know that you're working on your next project is Armani. What's different about Armani than the Porsche? Because your real thing is bringing branding to the properties. Give us just 1 second, and then you're next, okay? Poppy first, then you're going to be next. I promise. How could
How
I miss
me?
Out? You're going to be next, too. I love you both, but your daddy has something he wants to say.
No, so, we do the branded buildings. We did six buildings with Donald Trump, which was very, very successful. And
President.
President Donald
Thank
Trump.
You. I just want to make sure we get... There you go.
And then from there, we went and did the Porsche building, which was very successful. And so now we are on our newest foray is the Armani Casa Tower. And we've closed our loan about 6 months ago. We just finished our foundation pour. Things are going very well. We're about 70% sold to the tower. And, you know, we got 36 months to go on construction. So
well, in 33 months, I know who they need to start calling for a loan.
That's right. So Jim Freed Mortgages are us.
I love you, Gil. I love you. Keep saying that over and over again. Now, wait. Somebody had a question. Miss?
And there's also a roller coaster.
Well, no, there's not in that one.
Yes, ma'am.
My daughter's been begging me to build a building with a roller coaster.
Take her to the stratosphere.
Well, that's the idea.
There's Disneyland roller coasters, and we were screaming a lot.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet you did. Now, I know that your dad just recently bought, very shrewdly, I might add, his next future project. Gil, tell me a little better. Are you going to be actually moving out of Dade County on your next deal?
Well, you know, we are always, we focus on the oceanfront, we focus on value add, we focus on, you know, the properties that have become scarce. And so this property just came online. People were trying to buy it for years, and we were able to secure 11 acres in Hillsborough. I didn't even know much about the property. I knew that, the price was paying $2.5 million an acre on the ocean for oceanfront property. You can't beat it anywhere. You don't get it anywhere. So without knowing much about it, we just jumped ahead and we kind of bought it first before we did our due diligence, but it's going to work out.
I think it's going to be great. I did many years ago the condo conversion of the Hillsboro Yacht Club over on Hillsboro Beach with Bill Morris. It was a great deal. The guys got in and out real quickly, and I'm sure that you're going to do great up there too. Let's talk a little bit about what you bring to these projects. We've got some of the young people here with us today. Do your buildings have some features that the young little people like besides roller coasters, obviously?
What did you play with at the Porsche building this weekend?
I played with the video games.
Oh. We have a golf simulator in the building.
Really?
Which is not just golf. It's actually any ball game that you can have. And so it has a really cool feature where it has a carnival feature to it where the kids were actually throwing balls at milk bottles and all in a virtual world.
Oh, great.
Yeah, really, really fun.
You got to program me to be in there so they can throw them at the little thing and knock the clown into the water.
Exactly. This is how you keep the kids entertained on a rainy day.
I think it's absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Now, Gil... I've been in some of those units. They're spectacular. I have yet to ride on I just got to call it what it is, Deservator.
Yes,
Tell me a little bit about that, the Deservator. I mean, you know, I've been missing up my emphasis for the entire day, but please let me go on that. I'm just doing the best I can. So the Deservator, tell me a little bit about that, because a lot of people think that, like, the thing could go in reverse and fly out the window, but I've been there, and you got, like, a It's impossible for that to happen.
No, really, if you don't understand the system, the best way is to go into YouTube and type in Deservator. You'll see it, how it works. It's the system is basically an automated parking system that we adapted to carry a passenger in the car. So what that means is that you just drive in, you shut the engine, you put the car in park, and you do absolutely nothing. The entire system pulls you into the elevator, brings you up to your apartment, and then ejects you out into your own private garage.
All I can say is that I have people that want to ask questions, and they're a lot better and cuter than I am. Yes.
Okay.
The blonde lady. They're both blonde. That's
Alexandra, what's your
question? Alex, what's up?
When we scream a lot.
In the roller coaster?
In a roller coaster, and when we stop screaming, and then we scream again, and then when
it's
it goes,
fabulous.
And then it goes fast back down. Right. Then we scream.
That is so terrific. That is so terrific. Yes, I've got another question. I've got the D on the other side. Yes.
Mm-hmm. About the Deservator, the car actually goes inside the elevator, and then it takes you to your room.
To your apartment. Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is my top salesman right here.
Well, there's no doubt about that. She keeps closing. She's been closing since I've met her.
All right.
She's unbelievable.
Good job.
Now, hold on. I want to ask your poppy a question, then we'll go around again. Okay? So give me a second. I know you always get your way, but this time you're going to have to just wait 1 second. So, people are calling us everywhere. So, now, Gil, let me ask you this. You bought some land to the west. It's got around the Publix. It's a different profile than you typically buy. What do you got planned across the street?
Well, I learned early on, never lose the opportunity of buying your neighbor, you know? So, and specifically with Publix, you know, they are a huge giant. They're tough to move. And we've been working on that deal for 10 years to try and get it. And we didn't exactly get what we wanted, but we got something okay. We're going to wind up with an L-shaped piece across the street from the Thunderbird Hotel, which is 184th and Collins. And it's going to wind up being like 6 acres on the Intracoastal. We also bought, the exciting part is we bought 13 acres of submerged land that's going to wind up being about a 250-slip marina.
Wow.
Right. So that's what the area really needs. And for all the condos, you know, we have thousands of condos full of millionaires across the street and no place to park their boat. So we're going to be able to serve that need as well.
Wow. Are you going to maybe have like a little mixed use, maybe a little hotel in there?
I don't know about hotel.
I'm not trying to vision, but, you know, it sounds
definitely
great.
Definitely some restaurants on the waterfront.
I got Neil drooling. Neil wants to put the whole deal together for
there
this.
You
the
go.
Finance guy. Oh, you guys, I invited you today for a reason. You two are going to kibitz and then little turnover here.
So wait, if we make a deal, you get a commission?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I got it on tape, for crying out loud. It's about the only way I can guarantee to get paid in this town. No, I'm just kidding. Gil, you're a handshake guy. I love you, man. We've always done business on a handshake with Gil. Okay, let's see. Wanda, why don't we take a little bit of an early break here, because I want the girls to think of their next question, and then we'll be right back after this with more Gil Deser and his girls. We're going to talk a little bit about the future of Superlux housing in South Florida and the future of Deser development in South Florida, too. This is where I go back after this with great stuff you're going to enjoy listening to and you can put to use tomorrow to make money. That's right, Wanda, give it to me.